Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
I do not think that there is any reason whatsoever for anyone to own an assault weapon. There is no function for them in sportsman life at all. The only reason anyone would go out and own one of those is so that they can feel macho.
There's a talk radio caller who says there's absolutely no reason for you to own an assault weapon, unless, I suppose, you wanna, and then even there's no good reason for it. Wanna. You wanna? It's W-A-N-N-A, for those of you who are spelling this out. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show review for the week ending December 21st of the Hot Hits in Talk Radio, and as you might expect, the debate over the situation with guns is number one. Doug Steffen here with our hot hits. Thanks to folks at talkers.com. They've helped us prepare this list. We will determine what is number 10 and what all the way down to number 1 is. So we'll go, let's review them now, starting at number 10.
Number 10.
A cancer study as to the effects of what happened after the demise of the World Trade Center is number 10.
Number 9.
Death of Robert Bork is number 9.
Number 8.
What we're doing about Christmas, number 8.
Number 7.
The Mayan calendar doomsday event or not.
Number 6.
Time magazine's choice for person of the year.
Number 5.
Syrian violence.
Number 4.
The continuing controversy about Benghazi and the State Department report and what was in it.
Number 3.
The fiscal slope and negotiations on what to do with the financial situation our country's in.
Number 2.
The massacre aftermath.
Number 1.
And gun control. Here's host Susan Rose with John Zach talking to Donovan Slack from Politico.com about the president's task force.
The president has set up a task force headed by Vice President Joe Biden. What is likely to happen next?
There's going to be a lot of meetings, a lot of talking, and the president set a deadline for January, the end of January, for that task force to present him with a set of proposals, and then he says he's going to go directly to Congress for the parts of that that require legislation and push them to pass it.
Ms. Slack, who is under more pressure here? Is it the White House, which is proposing this task force, or Republicans, who are really not exactly beating down the bushes to immediately support it?
I think at this moment in time, it's clearly the president who's under pressure. He's the one that stood up in front of the nation and said he was going to take action. But he did leave a little wiggle room yesterday to blame Republicans if it fails.
Okay, at the same time, the NRA is expected to weigh in for the first time tomorrow. Do you have any inkling what's going to happen there?
No idea what they're going to say, Susan. You know, I think just slowly in the last day or two, we have seen gun owner advocacy groups come out of the shadows a little bit after this tragedy. There was some of them yesterday saying, hey, we don't even know why this particular shooter did this, where he got his guns, and all of the details on that yet. So let's not jump to conclusions. And that appears to be the standard response, so we can probably expect some of that from the NRA.
It's hard to believe that the NRA would change its stand after all these years, but the NRA is under incredible pressure, especially from many politicians that it supported who have changed their tune and now think that gun control or a tougher stand on assault weapons is necessary.
This is true, but if I was a betting woman, I would not bet on their changing their stance.
800-510-8255. Email to Doug at DougSteffen.com. And our countdown number one this week will count all the way up to number 10. But we'll spend a good deal of time on this discussion and debate because it's occupied a whole heck of a lot of time on most of the news talk radio stations this week around the country. Here's another example. Host John Broski and Jennifer Lipp talking about their initial reaction to the tragedy.
My first reaction when I hear something like this is not to throw my gun away, but to go get one.
Absolutely.
Now, why is it that all of us think, I need a gun when I see something like this, and all of our legislators and congressmen think we need to stop them from getting guns.
Well, you know what the problem is, John? I think there, you and I look around and we know, I think, to any degree that anyone can know, that we're not mentally ill, that we're not going to go out and do something, but that there are those people out there and we need to protect ourselves. And the government, to some extent, I feel, looks at all of us like the people who are not the upper echelon, who are not the government, who are not elected officials, who live a better life than we do. And they want to protect themselves from all of us.
Maybe so.
You know, the better they can keep things away from us, the better it is.
Right.
You know?
The masses out here.
Right.
We're all crazy. Maybe.
But I
think, you know, we realize that as much as we love our police, they are not going to be there when something like this happens. Right. They're going to get there as fast as they can, but you are likely to be dead by then.
Yeah.
You know, I've known people in my life who have been the victim of stalkers, and they go to the police, and the police say, hey, there's nothing we can do until he does something.
Right.
Well, wait, but that's going to be too late.
Exactly. You have to be able to protect yourself, you know, or even the response time. In this case, they said it took about 10 minutes. Which is an eternity when you have someone loose with a gun just killing people.
Right. So, you know, even when you can identify a stalker and you know that there's something wrong with them and they are threatening your life, there's very little you can do about it.
Right.
So, and our mental health professionals are not very good at predicting this kind of violent behavior with people they are dealing with one-on-one.
800-510-8255. 33 schools in Michigan closed down on Friday because of fears that somebody would do the same thing. There have been apparently either predictions or rumblings about violent threats against school children in these districts. Man, this country is got a real problem. Here's what let's go through some of the calls coming in just a minute. I'll take a sampling of callers and then some specific callers as we continue to focus on the number one issue this week, what to do about situations. I guess the number one and number two idea go together, what happened in the massacre and whether or not guns are the problem. That continues here on the Countdown.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Steffen with today's Exergen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle Twinkle Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exergen.com. Exergen, changing the way the world takes temperature.
Guitar Center's got incredible deals on the gifts they'll remember their whole lives. This Kohala Uke, normally $39, is just $29 this weekend only. And this sweet spruce and rosewood Yamaha acoustic, normally $149, is now just $69. Listen to this Hohner harmonica, part of a set of seven for just $19. And this Williams 88-key digital piano is just $199, $100 off normal price. Hundreds of deals on the gifts they'll love most. Now till Christmas Eve at Guitar Center.
Chapstick Christmas, my true love gave to me 8 chapstick cherries, 7 peppermints, 6 green apples, 5 chapstick raspberry cream, 4 apple ciders, 3 strawberries, 2 vanilla mints, and a limited edition candy cane.
Stuff your stockings with all the great flavors of chapstick this year, all in the cough and cold aisle. Chapstick, apply happy.
If you faced foreclosure in 2009 or 2010, the National Foundation for Credit Counseling wants you to know you may be able to get a free foreclosure review through a program ordered by federal bank regulators. If errors in your foreclosure process are found, you could get compensation. You give up nothing by requesting a review or accepting compensation. The deadline is December 31st, 2012. To determine if you're eligible and request your review, go to independentforeclosurereview.com or call 1-888-952-9105.
Because Mike switched to Geico and saved hundreds of dollars on car insurance, his money clip wants to shake his hand, firmly, for a solid 3 seconds, but can't. Fact is, most money clips don't have hands to shake with. Switch to Geico, and every time you notice the extra cash, you'll know your money clip wants to give you a firm handshake. But remember, it can't. It doesn't have hands. It is, however, happy that you're saving money.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
All right, let's couple number one and number two together, shall we? Because they really do belong together. The massacre and the discussion of gun control. The Vice President Joe Biden sat down with administration officials, this law enforcement community group, first meeting of the task force to weigh in on solutions to the problem. If you were on this committee or this group, in this group, what would you suggest? Here's a combination of hosts, Jack Harris, Ted Webb, Corey Dillon, talking to Stephen Reps, who had a first grader at the elementary school, was actually at the school last Friday morning.
As a father, tell us what your thoughts were when you first heard of this massacre.
Well, actually, I was in the building at the time. I was.
You were there?
Yes, I was.
Wow.
I was there to help the class with a holiday project. They were to make gingerbread houses for the holidays, and I had arrived about 15 minutes early. I checked into the school right at 9:30, and I headed down to the classroom. And I peeked in, and the teacher was still engaged in their morning reading activity. So I didn't want to really be a distraction, so I stayed out of sight and just stood in the hallway, hoping that maybe some of the other parents would come down and we'd all go in together at 9:45 when the activity was scheduled. And, you know, it would be the less of a distraction for their morning activity, for their morning routine.
And what happened after that? How did you first learn that something was wrong?
Because it was right at 9:30, right, that everything kind of went to hell.
Right about 9:34, I was only standing outside the hallway for a matter of moments, and I just heard a tremendous commotion around the corner. And it almost sounded like a custodian dropped a stack of chairs. Because, you know, the hallways are very long and wide, and the echo just distorted it. And actually, I was in the military, so I do know what gunfire sounds like, but I realized I'd never really heard it without sound suppressors, you know, ear protection.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Just in that context, I didn't understand what it was.
Well, when did you first discover that there was a shooter in the hallways?
After that first volley, I asked one of the other teachers who was walking by. I said, "What could that be?" And she said, "I have no idea." And when I heard the second volley, I thought, "Oh, my God, I know what that is." So I ran into the classroom, shut the door, told the teacher, "There's a commotion down the hall. We need to get the kids over here to a safer part of the classroom."
So,
and how long were you there? What happened next?
Well, we sat down in the little recessed area in the back of the classroom where the children hang their coats, a little cubby area. And we sat on the floor, and the teacher just continued to read her morning story.
Really?
Yeah, about, you know, they're trained to, you know, just keep the children calm and not panic.
Keep things
she just
normal.
Did a wonderful job.
What a job she did.
When did you find out exactly the depth of this massacre, what was going on, how bad it was?
We even before the story was over, which was, you know, a short children's story, I saw, you know, police just coming through in droves and outside the window in the courtyard with weapons drawn. So I definitely knew what was going on at that point. And we just continued to read the story, and when the story was over, we played word games. And we were there for probably about half an hour.
Were the kids aware of what was happening?
They weren't. After about, you know, 10-15 minutes, some of the children began to speculate why we were there for so long and what we were doing, sitting on the floor and kind of hiding.
Yeah.
And one of the children said, maybe it's a wild animal. And I said, yeah, I think it's a fox that's out in the hallway, and we better stay here so as not to get bit.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig.
Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarette's revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yield with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
All right, so we're discussing, as you can imagine, in the number one slot, number two slot, gun control, the massacre aftermath. Here are a collection, sort of a montage of talk radio callers from a number of the programs that we monitor with a focus on whether gun laws need to be changed or not.
I have a 380 I carry as a concealed weapon. I'm licensed for that. It's it's about the same size as a 9mm. Carry it as a concealed weapon, and I'm licensed to do that. And I've got a home defense weapon I use. It's a model 1911 45 caliber automatic or semi-automatic. I'm older now, and I'm physically limited as far as, you know, my own self-defense is concerned, and there's a lot of crime in our neighborhood. The helicopters fly over here all the time chasing criminals through our neighborhood.
I've been watching this thing for a long time. I've been a gun owner for a mighty long time, and we used to go hunting, me and my friends, all the time, and I can't understand why we need an assault weapon to go hunting with. When you just shoot rabbits and squirrels and all that kind of stuff, you would have number Swiss cheese. But to me, an assault weapon is nothing for is but to use to kill a massive amount of people. It's a military weapon that has no place in America. We're not at war here in America. If we're at war like we're over to Afghanistan, I can understand that we need to arm ourselves. That weapon has no business being in America. Should be banned. Those clips all should be banned.
These gun-free zones should go away. That's always where the bad guys go when they want to do one of these massacres. So if you want to change gun laws, the gun-free zone should go away.
As a person who handled an assault weapon, I can tell you they are designed to maximize killing of human beings. They are not sporting weapons of any kind. And to allow people to have them with extended clips for sporting purposes is laughable. And I would expect that people who are members of the NRA are going to continue to espouse this mischaracterization of what these weapons are for.
And now let's go to William in Ohio, is thinking that's not the case necessarily with regard to guns.
I am very saddened by what happened, but I would like to put a little different perspective on this whole thing. I am almost 70 years old, I have been around guns most of my life. When I was a kid, guns were much readily, more easily available than they are now. You could go to your local Woolworth store, buy an M1 Grand semi-automatic rifle for $100, no background check, no anything. We used to take our hunting guns to school with us, put them in the car, and go hunting after school. Our local high school had a shooting range in the basement. Yet people didn't go around killing each other like they are today. I believe it's what society, our evil society, not the guns. I mean, if you look at the movies we see today and listen to the songs they're playing and listen to watch the games that they're playing, they dehumanize killing. They glorify killing. And I believe that is where the problem lies.
Colby in North Carolina on gun control.
Gun control, it may seem like a really good idea at the point, you know, just ban all weapons. There's no weapons. People can't hurt others. Outlawing weapons in the houses of the mentally ill. If a person really wants to hurt someone, they will. They'll find a way. So people have to realize that it is not a treatment. You need to treat the mentally ill instead of taking away the non-mentally ill's right to firearms. I always liken it when I'm having this discussion around here that if guns kill people, then pistols misspell words.
800-510-8255. All right, that's a wrap on discussion of numbers one and number two. We'll spend a good deal of time in a few minutes talking about the fiscal situation, the fiscal slope, next in our focus here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, Week in Review.
I'm Dr. Sam Nussbaum with WellPoint. We proudly support the March of Dimes work in reducing premature birth. Almost 500,000 babies are born too soon in the United States. We're helping the March of Dimes fund cutting-edge research and life-saving programs. These programs, such as Centering Pregnancy, help moms in our communities have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Please join us during Prematurity Awareness Month in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.com.
Given the crucial role roofs play in determining a house's efficiency during winter, yes, that means utility bills, most people think they have no choice but to go mano a mano with all that snow and ice. Turns out most people are wrong. You could just check your attic instead. Three quick examples. First, the telltale signs that animals have found refuge there, meaning gnawed wood, nests, and droppings, should set off alarm bells, given the potential havoc that implies. Second, water stains on the ceiling, walls, and floors when it rains mean that H2O is unfortunately finding its way under your roof shingles. And finally, now that you're in the attic, take a look up. Are sections of the roof sagging? If so, that signals possible structural weakness. If you see any of these signs, it pays to consult a professional roof contractor who's insured and uses quality materials like Timberline American Harvest Shingles by GAF, North America's largest roofing manufacturer. For more information, visit www.gaf.com.
Dave Davis here with the Channel 5 traffic report. You're on your own, commuters. I've got shopping to do. Drop her over there, Nick, at the mall.
Prep your car for holiday travel and check gifts off your list today at Sears Auto Center. Come in now and get a $21.99 conventional oil change plus a $5 coupon to shop while you wait. This is being prepared. This is Sears Auto Center. Stop by or visit searsauto.com for more offers and coupons. Valid for most vehicles. Regularly $29.99. Coupon valid through 12/29. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135 and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. the only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. Utopiasilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit utopiasilver.com, UTOPIASilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Email to Doug at DougStephan.com. The Talk Radio Countdown Show through the top 10. We've spent the first part of the hour on gun control laws and changes suggested. The ever-ongoing discussion of gun control, the mental health care system, and the aftermath of the massacre number two. At number three this week, the so-called fiscal cliff. I don't refer to it as the cliff, I refer to it as a slope. A lot of people think there ought to be a resolution to this. It doesn't look like there will be a resolution, at least not by Christmas. Lawmakers have not given up hope that a deal can be struck before the end of the year. Here is Aaron Burnett talking to congressional correspondent Dana Bash about House Speaker Boehner's Plan B.
House Speaker John Boehner unexpectedly pulled a vote on his own tax plan. He couldn't get enough votes from his own party. Now, Boehner's plan would have allowed taxes to go up on people who make $1 million or more. The reason there was a revolt? Some Republicans didn't want any tax increases at all. Dana, this is a huge development, isn't it? I mean, John Boehner thought he had this locked up, get this vote. It was a symbolic vote and then move on. How big of a blow is this?
It is very big. It is devastating to the speaker. First of all, most importantly, when it comes to his leadership. I mean, I just was speaking to a member of the House Republican leadership who admitted that this is really, really not good. Because exactly how you framed it, Aaron, the whole reason for this vote was to show the country, to show Americans, and here in Washington, to show the president that Republicans are united at least behind the idea that they don't want taxes to go up for the majority of Americans, which is why they had this bill written so that only millionaires and up would have tax increases. The fact that he couldn't get his own Republicans, fellow Republicans, to go along with him on the strategy, never mind the policy, is really not a good sign for him at all. And that really is what happened. The Democrats held back. None of them, even the most moderate conservative Democrats, broke with their party. They said, we're not going to help the speaker on this political showboat, and the speaker just simply could not get. I talked to so many House Republicans, Aaron, in the hours and days leading up to this moment, who said that they simply could not go with the speaker because they can't go home and tell their constituents that they voted for any tax increases, even for those who are millionaires.
800-510-8255. Here's the host, Jim Leach, talking to Congressman John Shimkus of Illinois about what progress may or may not be being made.
We had reports over the weekend that House Speaker John Boehner has now opened the door for higher tax rates on Americans making more than $1 million a year. That's a pretty big shift. It's not as much as the White House wants or what Democrats want, but it is certainly a big shift from where he had been. Are you upset with the Speaker for opening that door?
No, I'm not. We've talked about taxes and tax rates a couple times over the past couple years, and when we talked about Social Security and means testing and other stuff. So our concern with the lower amount, the $200,000 and $250,000, first of all, the president continues to say millionaires and billionaires, and our Senator Reid uses that terminology, and someone who makes $200,000 a year or $250,000 is not a millionaire. So I think those are our small businesses. They're all around your listening on. In fact, many of them are advertisers for you. They're individuals that file as a business under the individual code. And so those are the people that we're trying to protect. Now, when you get to millionaires and billionaires, when we're talking about compromise, that's an offer on the table, and we'll see how it's received.
All right. So there is my bet is there's going to be a tax increase. Where it takes place remains to be seen. What do you think? Let's take a couple of calls on this. 800-510-8255. Teresa in Illinois likes the president's plan.
I would be willing to give up a little bit more. I am retired. I was forced into early retirement. I lost my job in February of 2009. Cannot find anything. So I was kind of forced to go on to early retirement. So I am giving my extra $500 that I would have earned every month at full retirement. So I believe that's a give. And I am currently working, though, as a private cleaning lady for homes trying to make ends meet. And my personal medical insurance, because I do have pre-existing conditions, is over $600 a month. So I am really for our president, and I believe that he should just, he should just stick to his guns. We are giving the middle class as much as we can, but if I needed to, I would support whatever he goes for.
800-510-8255. Here's Ben in North Carolina with the thought of Obamacare in his mind.
I'd like to start out by giving up my Obamacare benefits that we're hoping to get because I don't think we can afford them, and stop subsidizing the home mortgage market. And of the things that I pay in my income tax, if they decrease my charitable contributions, I can live with that. The thing about home ownership, I think in this economy, is we all the pride of ownership and taking care of is great, and it makes people work hard. But we have to be careful that the people that can afford it, and, it would work. I actually have two homes and would live without the deductions, but I look forward to my children being able to afford homes, and things have just gotten a little bit out of the way. I think we're spending too much money.
800-510-8255. All right, so that's number three this week, the fiscal situation. Number four, another federal government sort of boondoggle, the Benghazi State Department report. I don't know that there's anything. Mrs. Clinton isn't going to testify. There's nothing really new that's happened this week. So let's move on into an area where there's a great deal of focus and controversy, and that's the number five item on the countdown having to do with Syria. You've all heard the story, perhaps by now, of foreign correspondent for NBC News Richard Engel being kidnapped. Here he is explaining how that all happened.
We were driving in Syria about 5 days ago in what we thought was a rebel-controlled area. We were with some of the rebels, and as we were moving down the road, a group of gunmen just literally jumped out of the trees and bushes on the side of the road. There were probably 15 gunmen. They were wearing ski masks. They were heavily armed. They dragged us out of the car. They had a container truck positioned waiting by the side of the road. They put us into that container truck. We were with some gunmen, some rebels who were escorting us. They executed one of them on the spot. then they took us to a series of safe houses and interrogation places, and they kept us blindfolded, bound. We weren't physically beaten or tortured. It was a lot of psychological torture, the threats of being killed. They made us choose which one of us would be shot first, and when we refused, there were mock shootings. They pretended to shoot Ghazi several times, and when you're blindfolded and then they fire the gun up in the air, it can be very a traumatic experience. And at the end of this, we were being moved to yet another location in the late around 11 o'clock, and as we were moving along the road, the kidnappers came across a rebel checkpoint, something they hadn't expected. And so we were in the back of what you would think of as a minivan, and as we were driving along the road, the kidnappers saw this checkpoint, started a gunfight with it. Two of the kidnappers were killed. We climbed out of the vehicle, and the rebels took us. We spent the night with them. We didn't get much sleep, and we came right here, and we just got into Turkey a short while ago. I mean, I still have on me, I think these guys do as well, the bandages in our pockets. These are the clothes we were wearing.
Made from our bed sheets.
Yeah, they were torn from the bed sheets we were in, and it was a traumatic experience. We're very happy to be here.
Pretty compelling report, eh? 800-510-8255. There has been a rumor, or a number of rumors, actually, in the last week or 10 days about the threat Syria, the government of Syria, using chemical weapons on their own people. Here's host Jimmy Cefalo with Middle East expert Dr. Valid Fares about the status of Syria's chemical weapons program.
The president has said there will be consequences if indeed Assad uses the weapons against his own people. Do you believe that the world would rally around? In other words, would Russia, for example, a supporter of Assad, would they block some kind of a resolution inside the United Nations?
Well, we're not there yet. There's a missing link in information so far in Washington. That is, who is moving them to where? The reality is that the rebels are advancing in a variety of places. 6 months ago, in a briefing to Congress, I warned that the Assad regime will have to move them, otherwise they will fall into the hands of the rebels, and many rebels are also jihadists. Now, will the Assad regime ultimately use some of these weapons? It is possible, but only after they are defeated in Damascus and flee in the northwest to the northwestern part of Syria, where they have an enclave. That's only when they may use them. But that means that there will be no government in Syria. And the other scenario is that rebels, including jihadists, meaning linked to Al-Qaeda, would see some of those. And then you're going to have a situation in Syria where it's going to be very difficult, shattered militias with chemical and biological weapons. So to answer your question, obviously the international community has an interest to make sure to see those weapons, or surely make sure that they are not being used before that scenario would happen.
Do we need to go in now? I'm talking about the international community, not the United States by itself. Do we need to go now and to secure these weapons?
We cannot do it because, as you said, you know, earlier, Russia and China will block any international decision at the Security Council, and we cannot do it without the United Nations. And the Russians will say, well, Mr. Assad is moving them to more secure locations. Why do you want to go in now? If Mr. Assad used them, then of course the Russians will not block such a decision. But Assad, in my perspective, is not going to use them before he's compelled to leave the capital to another area of Syria.
800-510-8255, Syria, the number 5 item this week on the countdown. Number 6, the president being picked as Person of the Year by Time magazine. I don't know why that's so important anymore. I just don't think anybody cares, frankly, one way or the other. But the news media loves to make a big deal out of it, so let them make a big deal out of it, and I'll keep moving. It's 15 before the hour on the countdown.
Guitar Center's got incredible deals on the gifts they'll remember their whole lives. This Kohala Uke, normally $39, is just $29 this weekend only. And this sweet spruce and rosewood Yamaha acoustic, normally $149, is now just $69. Listen to this Hohner harmonica, part of a set of 7 for just $19. And this Williams 88-key digital piano is just $199, $100 off normal price. Hundreds of deals on the gifts they'll love most. Now till Christmas Eve at Guitar Center.
On a chat
chapstick Christmas my true love gave to me. 8 chapstick cherries, 7 peppermints, 6 green apples, 5 chapstick raspberry cream, 4 apple ciders, 3 strawberries, 2 vanilla mints, and a limited edition candy cane.
Stuff your stockings with all the great flavors of chapstick this year, all in the cough and cold aisle. Chapstick, apply happy.
If you needed a brain transplant, would you go to the second best brain surgeon? No, you'd go with number one. Well, it's exactly the same with printer ink. Yeah, sort of. See, Staples is the number one ink retailer in America. And right now, get a $15 iTunes gift card instantly when you spend $75 or more on ink at Staples. It's a no-brainer. Staples, that was easy.
In-store only, ends 12/24/12. Gift cards not returnable. Returned ink refund amount reduced by gift card value. Exclude Epson inks, subject to availability while supplies last. No rain checks limit to Apple not participating in or sponsoring promotion.
As Americans, we feel a great sense of pride and respect for the men and women who've served to protect our freedom. It's so important that we each do what we can to support our veterans once they return home. The Purple Heart Service Foundation provides many services and programs, not just veterans that have received the Purple Heart Medal, but all veterans. Some of their programs include processing veterans' claims for compensation, educational programs, job training, and medical care. They also assist in identifying and helping homeless veterans. If you have a car you no longer need, donating your vehicle to the Purple Heart Service Foundation will help to provide funding for their many exceptional veterans programs. All donations, whether it's cash or a car, are 100% tax deductible. For more information on how to donate a vehicle, call them today at 877-743-1631. That number again is 877-743-1631. For cash or credit card contributions, go to mophsf.org. That's mophsf.org.
If you faced foreclosure in 2009 or 2010, the National Foundation for Credit Counseling wants you to know you may be able to get a free foreclosure review through a program ordered by federal bank regulators. If errors in your foreclosure process are found, you could get compensation. You give up nothing by requesting a review or accepting compensation. The deadline is December 31st, 2012. To determine if you're eligible and request your review, go to independentforeclosurereview.com or call 1-888-952-9105.
Running a facility, chances are managing inventory isn't your favorite part of the day. Stocking and tracking, ordering and organizing, all necessary evils eating up your time. That's why Grainger's KeepStock services help you manage your inventory more efficiently. From basic labeling and scanning to secure dispensing machines, putting you in total control. Often allowing you to buy less, making things seem, well, not so evil anymore. Contact your Grainger representative or visit Grainger.com/KeepStock today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The number 8 item on the countdown has to do with the Christmas season. Host Rebecca Marshall and Steve Leader talk to child care expert Colette Brown about how to avoid children having meltdowns during
the holidays. When it comes to our kids, we should probably start with meltdowns in the car and how we keep our kids happy on the road to grandma's house, don't you think?
Absolutely. When you have a long trip coming up with your kids, you should always have something planned for them to do where you're engaging with them. Like doing car games, you know, looking for different colors of cars, checking license plates when your kids are older, making up a game like that is really fun, and it gets them all engaged together in a little bit of friendly competition.
Slug bug can get kind of rowdy, though, so we might want to slow down on that.
That's why we look at license plates.
Something that doesn't involve hitting, keep the kids apart from each other a little bit. Hey, let's talk about, you say you've made it successfully to grandma's house, the kids are getting ready to open the gifts. How can you manage their expectation of what they're actually going to get?
Well, what you do is you prepare them ahead of time that people are getting gifts because they love you and they want you to have something that they think is going to be fun for you that they may not even have thought of on their own. So it's going to be an exciting adventure. You never know what's going to be in that gift. That's what gifts are all about. And it's always time to say thank you, no matter whether it's that purple-green sweater you had no idea what you were going to do with, or it is that little doll that you really have been wanting.
You know, Colette, I have to bring this up because there's so much disturbing news out there right now, especially with the shooting in Connecticut. Could this add to the stress on kids? And really, how do we as parents balance all that?
Well, and that is a really big concern because any new situation is going to have a little added anxiety for the children. Children are always going to pick up on your mood. So if you're calm, they're calm.
We'll be right back.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Food storage? Check. Survival tools? Check. Weapons and water filters? Check. But what about a permanent source of cooking power that can run forever without buying fuel or paying for maintenance? Introducing Afterburner Stoves, home of the original patented rocket stove, the Kelly Kettle, and the Solo Stove. Afterburner Stoves has what you need and now offers all GCN listeners our complete preparedness package with the means to cook meals and sanitize water. Whether you dig in or bug out, cook almost any meal with just a handful of sticks. We already have the lowest online prices guaranteed, but if you enter coupon code GCN at checkout, we'll knock off an additional 15% and send you our amazing 6-hour solar rechargeable light bulb absolutely free, all for only $249. Visit afterburnerstoves.com or call 866-716-5214. 866-716-5214. Afterburnerstoves.com. Cook hot meals with just a handful of sticks.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Not necessarily in order, although normally we do go from number 1 to number 10 on the countdown. the discussion of doomsday. And I chuckle because this has taken so many different tacks, sort of to the left, to the right, up, down. There were a lot of people the last week who became aware. It's like it all of a sudden happened. That December 21st was this week, worried about the end of the Mayan calendar, and maybe that means the end of the world. Here are our hosts John Mercuri and Eric Bilstad talking to anthropology professor John Hoops. Hoops says the prophecy about the end of the world doesn't have much to do really with the Mayans.
Should we really take this seriously? How do you view this?
I view it as modern mythology. I view it as a form of a contemporary myth that's been created for people in our society and perpetuated by mass media and by publishing and by, essentially by the World Wide Web, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, you name it.
You're not stacking up the canned goods and making sure you have batteries for your flashlights and all that sort of thing?
No, I really haven't done anything to prepare for anything except for a trip. I'm actually going to the Yucatan, and I'll be at Chichen Itza there for the big day.
So where does this come from?
As a matter of fact, it has very little to do with anything the Mayas thought. It actually comes from Western beliefs. And, in fact, can be traced all the way back to Christopher Columbus.
You know, that led into the next thing I was going to ask you, John. I mean, if you look at different religions, different philosophies, that sort of thing, aren't there all kinds of dates and visions and beliefs about the end of the world?
People have been talking about the end of the world for over 2,000 years now, and there have been hundreds, if not thousands, of predictions. None of them have come true so far.
Are humans arrogant to think that they can even make that prediction?
I don't really know. I mean, we have plenty of signs that indicate that we're doing lots of bad things to our planet, including things that may be precipitating global climate change and environmental problems, extinction of species. I think that we're right to be concerned about the things that we're doing. Whether it will ultimately bring around our destruction is hard to say.
Are there cultures or a group of people that will try to mark that day in some way, whether it's by worship or just by keeping an eye on things or...
Absolutely. There are hundreds of thousands of people who are planning on having celebrations in Mexico, in Guatemala, in Belize, in Honduras. at Maya sites. I think all of the major Maya sites are going to have major events that day. I think it's also something where you have to keep an eye on other types of things that are happening online. There are some hacktivists within the Anonymous group who've actually identified that date as one on which there's going to be a massive release of information.
A lot of energy around this for sure. The end of the world, as we know, remember the REM song? Maybe that's applicable here. The death of Robert Bork, he had been a Supreme Court nominee, pretty controversial, is number 9. And number 10, the World Trade Center cancer study that came out this week. Here are our hosts Steve Scott and Wayne Cabot talking to Barry Bagnano of CBS about the study on the connection between the attack on the Trade Center and cancer in New York.
It's the most comprehensive study yet on the cancer that could be related to the World Trade Center. Barry, what are we learning today?
Well, Steve, this is an early study as far as cancer development is concerned. The data was tracked on 56,000 people, rescue and recovery workers, and residents generally who were impacted by the World Trade Center attacks. That data tracked through December of 2008, about a little more than 7 years after the attacks. And what researchers have found is that they found a small increased incidence of three different types of cancers among the rescue and recovery workers: thyroid, prostate, and a blood cancer called multiple myeloma. They did not find any increased incidence of other cancers, but they caution that this is a very early study and that these people are going to have to be tracked for many years. Most of the concerns, of course, are over the potential for lung cancer. This same study has already found a connection between the 9/11 attacks and increased incidence of asthma and respiratory problems. And the authors say that it's going to take many, many years to really get a handle on whether there is a lung cancer problem here, because, frankly, that cancer takes so long to develop.
So this is hardly settled, then.
Oh, absolutely not settled, Wayne, not at all. But this gets the ball rolling. It gives the researchers a baseline to work with. They'll be looking at particular things, and they've got a group of about 56,000 people now in the World Trade Center Health Registry. We expect more to be added to that as time goes along, and that's quite a large group of people to be studying for a number of years. And so they're going to keep tracking these people and to try to get a handle on what to look forward to in the years ahead, and what people who might have been affected by 9/11 can be concerned about, and how the healthcare system can prepare for it.
Number 10 on the people list this week is Mr. Bork. Al Assad is 9, Harry Reid 8, Nancy Pelosi 7, George Bush, number 6, Hillary Clinton 5, Piers Morgan 4, Adam Lanza number 3, John Boehner 2, the president.
If you suffer seasonal or environmental allergies and your doctor has told you that the only answer is medications for the rest of your life, Dr. Peter Glidden has an alternative solution that doesn't involve drugs with terrible side effects.
One of my favorite add-on products to the 90 essential nutrients for people who are suffering with allergies is a product called Cell Shield RTQ. Cell Shield RTQ. The Q in that product stands for a biochemical called quercetin, and quercetin is a natural antihistamine. It doesn't flag out your immune system like antihistamines do.
To manage your allergies without a lifetime of prescription or over-the-counter drugs, order Youngevity's Cell Shield RTQ today by calling 855-347-3696. That's 855-347-3696, or on the web at fireyourmdnow.com. That's fireyourmdnow.com.